Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Okay, we all know what it's like. You cleaned out the kitchen, found some yogurt in the back of the fridge, or an abandoned box of pasta in the cupboard. They may have smelled and looked okay, but the expiration date passed a while ago, and rather than take any chances, you toss them in the trash. Turns out that trash is part of a 67 million ton problem. According to the Department of Agriculture, that's how much food waste retailers and consumers produced in 2010. In a country where more than 38 million people face food insecurity, why are we throwing so much food away? The Natural Resources Defense Council, or NRDC, says those expiration dates play a big part. It can be hard to make sense of the difference between best buy, use by, best if used by. It's because all of that's a little bit confusing based on this kind of imperfect science that has actually pretty little to do with food safety. But a lot of us treat it as though it's law. So let's talk with Yvette Cabrera, who is Director of Food Waste at the NRDC. Yvette, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Talk to me about what your work is.
We try not to waste food. It should be the director of no food waste, but the NRDC really works across issue areas when it comes to food waste. We work at the household level, trying to help consumers be better about the food that comes into their home, better preserving it, better using it, ensuring that anything that they cannot eat gets composted. And then we also work at the city, state, and federal level on policy that helps reduce food waste across the board in different sectors, and also boosting infrastructure to help deal with food scraps at the local level. We really work across different levels on reducing food waste.
How are these food labels associated with that effort to reduce food waste?
People tend to think that date labels mean that the food is not safe to eat past the date printed on the package. But really, the date labels are the food manufacturer's best guess as to when that food will be at peak quality. And dates usually say when things will be at its optimal freshness, but it's not that it's not going to be good 2 days later. It's just not necessarily at its prime. But it's probably not going to make you sick. But this is a problem because people tend to believe in these date labels. And when you look at where food waste is kind of generated across different sectors in the U.S., households make up approximately 40% of all the food going to waste in our country. And we know that one of the leading reasons for that is that people unnecessarily think that their food is expired and they throw it away. And so that's a big problem. One of the kind of driving issues around that is that date labels are not federally regulated, with the exception of baby formula. So that means it's up to the states to develop their own kind of rules and regulations around date labels. And as a result, we have a patchwork of about 50 different labeling terms across the U.S. I dare anybody to go into their pantry and look at all of the different kinds of terms that are on their food packages. You'll see enjoy by, eat by, expires on, sell by. It's confusing. What do these things mean? And these kinds of everyday decisions are left up to consumers to make in their home. And we know that about 86% of consumers say they either always or usually throw food away because of the date. So we really need to clear up confusion around date labels in this country. And this is something that cannot be rectified at the local level. It really has to be done federally.
I have to say, I'm a little shocked to discover that they're not federally regulated. I assumed that it was a USDA label.
It's not. You know, there's a history around how date labels kind of came to be. And previously, when people used to get food directly from farms or from, you know, their neighbor or in their backyard, we didn't need date labels. And when people started procuring food from grocery stores and not directly from those sources, people wanted to have a better understanding of where that food was coming from, you know, when it was packaged, when it arrived to the store. And so there was really a huge push for grocery stores and food manufacturers to kind of use date labels that made more sense to consumers. And that never really trickled up to the federal level. except for on baby formula, which right now is the only product that is federally regulated in terms of date labels. And so, as I was mentioning, the states really are the ones that make the decisions around what kind of date labels will be found on packages within their states. And that, you know, has led to a ton of confusion. And really, if you hop the border from state to state, you'll see a completely different system for labeling food.
Now, there are more than 40 labels. They're not regulated by the federal government. What then can we change to help curb this waste?
There is actually a bill that was introduced into Congress this year. It's been introduced before. It's called the Food Date Labeling Act. And what this bill is calling for is really for a standardization of date labels in the U.S. in every single state. And it is being standardized at the federal level, which means it is on the federal government to decide which terms are used and how they are used on food packages. And what we're recommending is that all food date labels be standardized to using two simple terms, and it would be either or, so you wouldn't see both of these terms. The first phrase is best by, and this means that the food is freshest by this date, but you likely won't get sick if you eat it after. And the second term is use by. And this means if you see a use by date on your food package, you probably don't want to eat it after this date. And that's because the food that requires a use by label are usually more at risk foods. So, for example, foods that you would find in your prepared food section or deli meat, for example. We like to say that it's foods that pregnant women should probably stay away from. So, potentially high risk foods. So, that's what we're calling for the federal government to roll out a standardized date labeling scheme that uses two phrases, best by and use by. But we also know that, you know, standardizing date labels alone isn't going to clear up the confusion in the home. We have to go, you know, a big step further. And so that is really around consumer education. Consumer education will be critical in ensuring that the success of these new date labeling practices actually get taken up and are understood by consumers in their home. So we really need the federal government and also grocery stores and the places where people procure food to do direct consumer outreach and education about what these date labels mean, how to understand them, and really ensuring that people waste less food and less perfectly good food gets tossed. One of the other things that we really kind of need to rectify in this country is the fact that many states don't allow for the donation of food past its date label. Currently, there are about 20 states that prohibit or restrict the sale or donation of food past its labeled date. And that's a problem because, as we're discussing, many of those date labels do not indicate a safety risk. And so we have a lot of perfectly good food that could end up on somebody's plate. It could be donated, but it's getting tossed because it's against state law. And so we're really calling for the federal government to regulate this and ensure that food that is past the kind of quality date on its date label. So if we were to use our new standardized system, this would be foods that have a best by date on it, not a use by date. If foods that have a best by date on it can be donated, that means a lot more food will be making it to people in the U.S. and a lot less food will be thrown out.
Yvette Cabrera is the director of food waste at the NRDC. Yvette, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.